You're listening to Mockingbird. This recording was made at the 8th Annual Mockingbird Conference, held at Calvary St. George's Church in New York City.
I was in Madison, Wisconsin a couple months ago, and I was doing this Q&A, and there was this older woman. She must have been in her 70s, and she was in a wheelchair. She was sitting like right over there. And she had her hand up a few times, and I was calling on other people, and then finally I called on her. And she said, you know, you keep talking about forgiveness and confession and absolution. She goes, but what do you say to somebody like myself who was told for so long in my life, I was told so many times that who I was bad and what I'd done was so bad, and that I was sort of beyond God's love because of these things I've done. I have a hard time believing it. I can't believe it. And I looked at her and I said, maybe for as many times as you were told that, maybe you need to hear this, which is that God is gracious and merciful and slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and loves you as you are. And as a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins in the name of the triune God. And she was just bawling, just weeping. So we were given the authority to say this to each other. We were given the authority to say, Jesus was always like, he was like, go and do this thing for forgiveness of sins and baptize in the name of forgiveness and sins and do this thing in my name. He was constantly telling, he talked about forgiveness like all the time. And he told people, do this thing in my name, right? And so we have the authority to do this for each other in Jesus' name. Now, what I mostly heard growing up, if people were going to use God's name to say something, it was like, God laid it on my heart to tell you. Or, you know, the Lord gave me a word for you. It's not my opinion. It's the Lord's opinion. And so if you want to say, the Lord put it on my heart to tell you something, or, you know, God just gave me a burden to give you a word. That's fine, but the next thing you say better be you're forgiven. That's what we have the authority to say in Jesus' name. If you're saying something else, that's vanity. That is using the Lord's name in vain. But what we are given the authority to do in Jesus' name is to say you're forgiven. And you should just do this wantonly. I mean, you should just do it all the time. Seriously, I mean, do it on the bus. Anytime somebody seems burdened by something, just do it. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. Wholly, completely, totally, again, forgiven.